Action SA founder and leader Herman Mashaba is back home after a short break, not surprisingly, given what happened in the elections. He's got a big job to do now, a very big job. We'll talk about it in a moment. Herman, it's always good to be talking with you. And the reason why you've got such a big job to do is South Africa appears to believe that the government of national unity is going to solve all the issues, that it is now a new dawn. We heard that term somewhere before, didn't we? That has now emerged. But who's going to hold them to account? Who are going to be the people saying, hang on about, this is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And hence, to be on the opposition benches, which have suddenly been thinned, or the traditional opposition benches, if you like, is going to be a very different place in future to the one that it is at the moment. Now, you've got six guys in parliament. They are going to be doing their thing there. But I'd like to start with you on Gauteng, which appears to be a royal mess. I know that Action SA has got a big interest there because you have, for the first time, got members who are sitting in the chamber. How are you reading what's going on in Gauteng right now?
Well, really very sad, very scary, actually, following up on my discussion with you, just over a week or so ago before I went on a break. Remember, at the time, we did not even have government at national level. And subsequently, it did emerge during my absence, coming out with the biggest cabinet on earth. And surprised that Gauteng is unable to put together a credible alternative. Really something of a major concern. And where the ANC and Banyaza Lesufi wants to take this province and the country forward, unfortunately, only ANC and Banyaza Lesufi can explain. Or, in fact, the entire the coalition arrangement, all these people who are working with the ANC, because I think we must not, obviously, I think, separate anyone from what really the mess that we are seeing. And I hope that sooner rather than later that they can find one another and actually help us take our country forward.
Any regrets from your side? And I say this because you refused from the outset to get involved in any coalition or government of national unity with the ANC. But if you look back now, those who did go that way are all very happily ensconced in ministerial positions. You could have been Gayton McKenzie, a minister of sport. He's going to be traveling to the Olympics soon on the government, or on our expense, I suppose, as taxpayers. Any regrets about not going along with that?
In fact, I'm really so glad of using my instinct. And that's something I've used throughout my life. When I smell danger, I stay away. And I think without any shadow of doubt, our decision as Action SA to refuse to be part of this grand coalition was the best decision ever taken. Because as you can imagine, with all these parties that are now in this grand coalition, who's going to hold them accountable? Are we expecting MK or EFF to be the ones? Unfortunately, we believe Action SA, under the leadership at national level, under the leadership of caucus leader in parliament, Athol Trollope, I believe we are going to hold this government accountable. We are going to hold this the provincial government in Gauteng accountable. Funzi Ngubeni, who I'm going to be meeting actually this afternoon to really bring me up to speed with developments in Gauteng. So yeah, we definitely very proud of the decision that we've taken. Alec, for me being a minister in this arrangement, would have really been the biggest disappointment of my personal life. Because I'm not in this business to really be a minister. I'm in this government to ensure that we can take this country to prosperity where it belongs. We can have all South Africans, like right now, really what saddens me to realize 30 years into our democratic dispensation, as I've indicated to you last time, we are more divided than ever before. We are more unequal than ever before. And at the same time, with this inequality, poverty, we have the biggest cabinet ever. So you can imagine if Action SA, even if we would have wanted to really be part of this mess, would not have accepted this size of cabinet. We very clear, we are unapologetic as Action SA that we don't see any role in a country with what, over 5 trillion rands worth of debt, where you can have the biggest cabinet in the world. I don't know what the role of even one single deputy minister in any portfolio. Now, I don't understand the logic behind the president, including all his coalition partners, as to why they've accepted to even have two deputy ministers in some of the portfolios. I think it's beyond the logic. It is really something that South Africans, future generations, are going to really pay the price, because it looks like this whole coalition, grand coalition arrangement, the last 2 weeks of negotiations has been about the positions that actually looking at the future of our beautiful country. I'd like just to really give you a sense of something upon the announcement of this cabinet by Cyril Ramaphosa, after delay, even including on the day of announcement, it was what 45 minutes or so late, and announcing this big cabinet, and you say to yourself, my goodness, the last 2 weeks or so, these people should have really, first of all, before discussing the positions, you've got to talk about what is it that you stand for. Now, you look at all these parties. I mean, you've got parties from the right of the right to the left of the left. I'm not really sure that each minister is going to be driving their own policies in the ministries that they represent. I'm not really sure how they're going to do it. Only a miracle, and we'll pray for them that they succeed, because honestly, for the next 5 years, we don't have an option. But one thing for sure, as Action SA, we are going to hold them accountable, as I said to you last time. And I've really had, I've got a commitment from our 6 members of parliament. They are going to hold this government accountable. We are going to be an official, productive opposition. We are going to hold them accountable if they bring in policies that are going to serve this country. They can be rest assured of our support as Action SA. But one thing for sure, if they come out, as I've indicated, they come out with the reports calling swimming pools fire pools, you're going to see the biggest fight ever. And this will bring it to the attention of the voters, that one day they will wake up to understand that our success as a country is dependent on having accountable politicians.
You know, the one part that I'm very interested to get your thoughts on is the whole story around the Trade and Industry Ministry. I spoke to Helen Ziller yesterday. She confirmed that Cyril Ramaphosa did offer that ministry to the DA. Then he went back to his caucus and they forced him to turn it around. And now the minister there is none other than Parks Tau, a gentleman that you know very well because you took over from him as the mayor of Johannesburg. What did you find in Johannesburg that one day a successor of Parks Tau might find at Trade and Industry?
Well, when I saw this announcement, including obviously the particular matter with Parks Tau being Minister of Trade and Industry, this is the man who put the city of Johannesburg under a mess. You remember very well the 3 years as the executive mayor uncovered 35 billion rands of fraud and corruption, where, for an example, the Sandton Gau train station where it's sitting right now, that's a crime scene that happened under the watchful eye of Pakstau, the man who, as far as I'm concerned, delusional, someone who spent more time traveling international than actually looking after the city of Johannesburg. And asking someone like that to really be the Minister of Trade and Industry, it's really very unfortunate. That actually demonstrates how naive President Cyril Ramaphosa is, because the reports on fraud and corruption under Pakstau, when I was the mayor, I brought this to the attention of Cyril Ramaphosa as soon as he took over, and he requested that I send him those reports. And he does, even up to today, has not even acknowledged a receipt of my email after having one-on-one discussion with him. And so he cannot really, for 1 minute, tell people of this country that he's not aware about the shenanigans of Pakstau and the ineptitude and how the man at this job is way above his capabilities. So I can imagine the mess that I uncovered in the city of Johannesburg. It's going to be now translated at a higher level. And without trade and industry working, I'm afraid we've got huge challenges as a country. And I can tell you without any shade of doubt that Pakstau is not the man who's going to drive economic growth for this country, because he dismally failed to drive at the city level. Now you can imagine now taking at the national level. So that really clearly demonstrates that for Cyril Ramaphosa, it's about comrades, it's about buying political patronage, and the future of the country and the prosperity of the country is not in his vocabulary, is not on his agenda.
That's so interesting, because if you consider that that was almost the end of the government of national unity, had the DA gone back and thought about it again, maybe they would have pulled out. And yet the person who has been put into that position was so important that that person got that job, that it could have created a completely different political scenario. And you've given us some insights. Thank you for sharing those with us. Herman, what about going forward? When you look around you and you see the media report, always a lot of sycophants when it comes to politics and telling us how wonderful the politicians are and buttering their or polishing their shoes and shining it up. But how are you seeing this country in the next 5 years, if this government of national unity A lasts, and I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and B, how will they be brought to account, or how will they be kept to account, given that they've got such a huge majority now, all the parties that are involved in this grand coalition?
I think, Alec and your listeners, I think, you know, for us as a nation to succeed, we need to be candid with ourselves. We need to be honest with ourselves. This is not the government of national unity. I think by calling this Grand Coalition, we call it a government of national unity. That's where we start making a mistake, because this is not a government of national unity. Government of national unity happens in an environment where all the parties are invited to participate, and those like Action SA decline. That is what you can call the government of national unity. This is a grand coalition conceived far back as 2018. It's not something that just really started by yesterday because of MK. It started already back in 2018, proceeded in 2019 when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, and you know the background as to why I left. And you know, and I've always really maintained throughout the period and the existence of the multi-party charter about the trust deficit amongst the political parties, that I felt, and I was unapologetic and vocal about this, to say it really clearly appears to me that the whole idea behind the formation of the multi-party charter is to actually mislead society to think that we want really a new alternative. In the meantime, the other parties wanted to work with the ANC, as they've always declared. So this is a coalition, the grand coalition arrangement. I think for me, taking into consideration the emergence of the MK under the leadership of Jacob Zuma, honestly, as a country, what options do we have? We've got to hope and pray that this grand coalition works, because if it does not, we'll have major, major problems. The only thing that I'm not really sure how they're going to handle this, it's the deep-rooted corruption of the ANC. I don't know how they're going to handle this, because I think for us as Action SA, no one is going to block us from stopping this cancer corruption. First, secondly, the cadre deployment within our public service, it's an issue that I'm concerned about how we're going to address it. And then we look at on the other side of the other members, like the DA and others, not really committed to seeing redress in this country, because we really, one of the reasons I'm in politics doing this terrible job that you say I'm doing is because I cannot live in a country where we live side by side with poverty and expect God to, or nature to sort it out. We need redress in this country, and we have to work towards it. We cannot really say the market forces will sort out redress. Redress created by many years of apartheid, created by 30 years of ineptitude and corruption of the ANC. So so you have parties like the DA that is not committed to this. So I'm not really sure how they're going to find one another going forward, but I only hope that they can work together for the next 5 years, because there's nothing we can do. Because if we can drive the ANC into the MK camp, then as I said to you the last time, the problem is much, much bigger. So how they're going to navigate this terrain, we will need God's blessings to really make this happen, because if it fails, then Alec, we will live a worse South Africa than the one that you and I currently live in.
So in a way, it's not a bad thing. With a little bit like what Helen Ziller said, it was the least worst option. Why didn't you go along with that? Why didn't you say, okay, this is, we don't want the MK, we don't want EFF to be running the country. Let me go also into this government as a least worst option.
But then, Alec, who's then going to hold this government accountable for corruption? Because if you look at all the other parties that are not part of this grand coalition, so who's going to hold them accountable? So we believe in a democratic dispensation of our country, and we've committed ourselves as Action SA to really be that opposition that is going to hold this government accountable, because at the moment, everyone else in this grand coalition, they're comfortable with their pegs and their positions. And who cares about the people of South Africa? Who cares about my grandchildren and your grandchildren? So I think Action SA has got to be to the one actually playing that role, because MK is not going to play that role. If you look at what happened the 9 years of Jacob Zuma, how we nearly destroyed this country. If that is what South Africans expect to happen, unfortunately, Action SA is unapologetic. If we are going to be the lone voice in fighting corruption in this country, let it be. We're going to really maintain that to fight against the corruption, to fight against the inequality and underperformance of our government. So we are ready for that, and I'll play that role from outside with our members of parliament, with our members in the legislatures, in our six municipalities we are represented and prepare for 2026 to ensure that we can have more representation in more municipalities, and hopefully 2029 South Africans would have woken up to understand the power of democracy, because the only way we can take this country forward if we can hold the government accountable.
Ermin Mashaba is the leader of Action SA. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.